So the bike we got, funny enough, we're gonna do a 5K run walk in the morning. So the people register at 7 o'clock in the park. They'll be bussed out to the church on 31. I can't remember the name of it.
St. Paul?
St. Paul.
Yeah. And then they will, run from there or walk into the city. And that's the proposed route that you guys see with the arrows. It's a little crude, but I guess I think it explains it. So I guess I don't know if that needs a motion to be passed or I don't know how that works out. And if there is a change to that route, I'll definitely let you guys know. But as far as I know right now, that's the route. And then the fire department will be help flagging at intersections and stuff like that. And we're traffic control on the county road. And Sonia Camps is the one that's kind of heading up the 5K. And she's working with the county on the permit or whatever it takes. I guess it's just they have to submit the route to them as well. So then, like I said, the fire department's going to help out with flagging and such so that people don't get confused as to where to turn and things. So, and I think it's a nice little route, too. You get to see the baseball park and maybe part of the city that people don't normally get to see. So, questions in regards to that or anything rib jig related? You can talk to me or ask now or you see me, whatever.
What time is this going to be happening? Is this right away in the morning?
Yeah, so registration will be at 7 in the park and then they'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning out at the church.
Okay.
And then run in.
And then is there going to be anything going on down at the park at completion or when they finish?
Yeah, I think they'll be painted a beard or whatever.
Okay.
On completion. I don't know if you get a t-shirt before or after. So it depends on what time they get done. You know, people can hang out there for a little bit. And then there's the vendor craft show that's starting at 11 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
And then the pedal pole, which the Young America BF is sponsoring for us at 12 o'clock the pole is happening.
Okay.
And beer and wine tasting is scheduled from 2 to 4. Rib tasting is going to start for the sponsors at 4:45, and then the public sales will go on at 4:45. So at least the sponsors can eat first, because last year was kind of chaos. Everybody at once, and there's some sponsors that didn't get to eat, so obviously we want to treat them good, you know, sponsoring. And then there's going to be a water ball tournament with the ambassadors are putting it on for the royalty. So it'll, I think they've reached out to the different royalty groups around the area if they're interested in doing a water ball or what, you know, what that exactly entails. It's basically a fire department thing where you have a hose, there's going to be something like a zip line with either, I don't know, a ball or a keg on it or something. The idea is to get it to the other side.
Oh, okay.
So, and that'll be starting at 6, and then I think pretty much everything will conclude at 8 o'clock down at the park. And then there'll be a DJ from about 48 as well.
Cool.
Whenever you get a flyer, shoot one up to me.
Yeah. Yep, we're going to have meetings tomorrow night. Okay. So, just kind of verify times, sponsors, so they get recognized on whoever's sponsoring each event. So, they get some recognition that way, and the pollsters. So,
will you be doing any advance signing on the road? You know, the bike route that came through the Ironman that came through on April 30th, I think it was. We had some signage up ahead of time.
Yeah, we can. I guess that'll be something we can discuss tomorrow night as well. I mean, that's pretty easy to do. I mean, Jason Hansen can do the yard sign things, whatever.
They just warn the people that are on park and on the route that there'll be people running by, and also then the people who that morning might be out driving around, they would know for sure that that was going on as well.
I think Andy Wakefield might, through the county, have access, and I got to talk to him about that as well, as far as his big
orange
signs or whatever. Yeah. I don't know, he brought that up, so I don't know if that's, but there's, yeah, well, we can throw some signs up, I don't know.
Do we put up on an electronic board too? Mm-hmm.
So, but as far as putting it in people's yards, I don't know, I can ask permission, but...
Should be able to put them in the right of way, though.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know what the right of way is, like off
the curb. 10 feet.
Okay.
So just put them right behind the curb.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can say run route. I don't know how far in advance that you need to have that out.
I'm just thinking for the safety of the people that will be running. You may want to, I think the bike-a-thon, when they had them up a week in advance.
Okay.
They weren't any up any further than that, but they were up a week in advance.
Yeah, I think in town we can do that. I don't know as far as the county road, unless, like I said, anybody can get access to those signs. people zip down County Road 50 pretty fast. I don't think a yard sign is going to do much good.
Well, the sign lady said was heading up the run, so she's working with the county.
Yep. She's had to contact somebody. I don't know who it is.
I'll bet you Andy probably made them signs up for April 30th, because that's what he does.
Yeah. But he's got another one that can do the signage, like in town with the yard signs, whatever, for the proposed outlets.
Like the people that are signing up for the walk or the run, or are you promoting like a high def or t-shirt? Or
they're going to be wearing t-shirts. I don't know, that design is still.
Oh.
So if you're registered, then you can get a t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Great.
And I think too, they're going to encourage people dressed up like pigs. Got to make it fun. So kind of make it interesting, I guess. And I mean, there might be some prizes as far as best dressed or something like that.
Well, like you say, I'm kind of 50, right?
Yeah, I would imagine there'll be a pretty heavy fire department presence there. Obviously, you know, right at the County Road 50 and 31 and the other intersection. I guess all the way down. So when they get into town, obviously, then it's going to be not necessarily at every intersection, but, you know, kind of where the turning points are.
Yeah, like over here.
Maybe.
That east to it, probably. I mean, around Sheely by Mike.
Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. But yeah, it'd be the major ones for sure, have a presence with flashing lights and just at least letting people know what's going on. And that's another thing, too. I can ask Andy if there's something that he can think of other than a big signage board, whatever.
They don't have a... usually at some kind of events like that, they usually have an ambulance sitting here. They don't have a squad sitting here or not. Or
as far as a squad, I'm not for sure. I got to ask Sonny about that as well to find out if they'll have a squad. But we got first responders, I guess.
Yeah.
So the fire department will be there anyway. Okay. We never asked for an ambulance because I don't know if there'll be a charge for that.
I'm just thinking about maybe transporting or something if they have to. If somebody gets hit, you know, not something they want, but, you know.
I mean, we can ask, but I'm afraid that might incur a cost, obviously.
Probably, yeah.
And like I said, we do have first responders that can definitely respond.
Right.
Yeah. And it's in the morning, too, which helps out a little bit. It's not at night or anything like that. So the visibility should be, you know, if you can't see a bunch of people running down a stretch or walking on the highway.
It's still gone from the night before.
Yeah, you definitely got that.
Bunch of pigs running.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's, we're going to obviously say this is of the utmost concern.
Right.
And especially when you're on a corner like that.
Yeah.
But we'll do the best we can to obviously have visibility to say, hey, look, the 5K run's happening. Slow down, pay attention, that type of thing. Yeah. And then, too, you know, between intersections, unless somebody pulls out, you know, out of a driveway, that they can radio back and forth saying, hey, look, can you stop people? We got to, you know, you guys got cars in this direction, so you can do a traffic control that way.
Sounds like you guys got it under
control. Yeah, and Justin's already been asked about it. He got 70 department members, I believe, are going to help out with that, so.
That's good.
Yeah, good deal.
So, like I said, it's a good way to promote the city and kind of.
Do we need a motion for that, or is that just...
I don't think we need anything.
I'd say just to be safe.
We can't do a motion to public comment.
No, that's right, public comment, we can't.
We can add it to the agenda.
We can add it to the agenda.
Okay.
Under new city business.
Any other questions? And if, like I said, if you do, Jeremy's got my number. You definitely hit me up on Facebook under the Rib Jig. Can't reach the Rib Jig. Or can stop by.
I hope you guys have good weather and good dinner.
I do too. It's a lot of time invested. I never really saw a lot.
Yeah.
And be in line by 5:15 if you want ribs.
yeah, that's, I mean, hopefully we have that same crowd. We're going to obviously do more ribs this year.
What was it last year?
We had
15 minutes?
Well, 1,600 ribs went in about 35 minutes. I told Jason Hansen and Mike Waltz, because they're each cooking racks of ribs. I said, just wait till about 5:30. That way the teams get rid of theirs first. I think I was calling them over at a quarter after 5 saying, teams are running out of ribs. We need them now. And as soon as they got there, it was not long. It was about 5 minutes before they were totally gone.
Do you have anything besides ribs, like pork chops or anything?
We're going to have a concession stand, but as far as like the contestants are just going to be ribs. Yeah, so like I said, we plan to do extra racks, so at least then we can have enough for everybody that shows up, which is kind of nice. So, yeah, last year was completely unanticipated.
It was the first year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, first year doing the rib jig, but as far as the rib contest, this year is our 5th year doing it, and it seems like every year we just keep getting a little bit bigger, crowd. So, and as far as the public sales, I think we're going to have like 3 tables set up to do selling of tickets. So at least then they can get pushed through quicker. Hopefully, like I said, good turnout, good weather.
Yeah.
But it's rain or shine, so.
Yeah.
Cool. And then if you guys know of anybody that wants to be a rib judge, we're looking for rib judges as well, so. So if you like
criteria on that.
What's that?
What's the criteria on being a judge?
Do you like ribs?
Oh, okay. I have to have a certain palate to
something. Yeah, it's easy. It looks intimidating, but it really isn't. But we'll go through like something before the tasting, the judging what happens. So, kind of what's going to happen, what to expect type thing. So, it's pretty easy. You get 3 ribs.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Anything else? No. This is harmless.
Thank you.
It's a good idea.
You too.
Thanks.
No other public out there. We'll move on to agenda review and adoption.
Council, I just have one thing that I've added to, just to add to the consent agenda, and that would be the information from Carver County Health and Human Services. Basically shows what their priorities are for the coming year and also shows Carver County's health rankings. Carver County was ranked the top healthiest county in the state of Minnesota.
Anybody else have any other additions or subtractions to the agenda? I would just go ahead and add, let's just add this.
To new city business.
No, just sign up to the consent agenda.
Okay.
I don't think there's any more we can discuss about it.
Okay.
I move for approval of the agenda as adopted.
Yes. So we have.
Okay. Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as adopted. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Consent agenda. Look for a motion for the consent agenda.
Just one thing I want to point out, just on my time off request, it'll be kind of a somewhat staycation, so I will be around. I have family visiting from overseas. I'll probably come in within them 2 weeks and work a few days too, just stay on top of things and make sure payroll's completed and those type things.
I've got a question on the delinquent utility bills.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one that we, that one,
young lady come up here.
Yeah. She came up again. Jeremy can tell you about it.
No.
Nothing to get into great detail.
Yeah.
It's just
she's pretty far behind you, isn't it?
Yeah. And she even paid $300.
I received a phone call from her husband saying he would like an extension until Friday and that they would pay the full amount. And then I wasn't here when she arrived on Friday and she did not pay the full amount. So I did post a notice on their door today, giving them 10 days to pay the remaining spell, or they're going to get shut off again.
Well, I just seen it here and I just was questioning. And as long as you guys are on top of it,
yeah.
Sure. Sounds like you are. So. I remember that night so clearly, and now it's backfiring again.
So I look for a motion for the consent agenda.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second. Move and second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Just going forward though, when items on the consent agenda, if we want to speak more about them or have questions about them, just pull them off the consent agenda.
Yep.
Tim. Move on to old city business.
All right, so basically, we met last meeting and talked, and Anthony Will of Broadband Corporation presented the city with the water tower site lease agreement. So I had sent that to Mac for his review, and he did get back to us with a memo and some questions and concerns. I don't know what council's thoughts are. My biggest things in the items that Mac outlined are, you know, do we want a 25-year lease? You know, are we okay with the $50 a month? One thing I want to check with Anthony too, and is that we get clarified on bullet point number 5 that Mac made, is it says, what do provided and utilities mean in paragraph 5? Which says Hamburg provides the utilities. Do we pay the electric bill? That's something maybe we want to look at because we have been paying that electric bill. So that's just something to consider.
What is that bill?
I don't know. It's not tracked separately because the plant runs up there too. So I don't know what. I mean, the only way would be to measure it somehow or what juice they're pulling off all their equipment. So that's kind of the only other things. And then one of the other things he talked about, you know, we would like to have any additional rights of termination. Them are kind of my main bullet points that I took from Max memo. I know he talks about $50 per month. Some are getting $1,000 or whatever, but yet I think too, to remind ourselves, I think the big reason we did it too was kind of to help some of the rural people and also hopefully to create some competition. My only concern, like I said, my biggest concerns are us paying the utilities and then the 25-year lease.
Now, the 25-year lease, correct me if I'm wrong on this, it's not 25 solid years.
No, we can opt out. We have opt out with notice, so. I can't remember, what was it, 30 or 90 days? I'm trying to remember, 60?
Yeah, every 60 months we review it.
Yeah. So, I mean, just with, my only thing is with changing technology, it's a long time.
Council, any thoughts, concerns, questions?
Well, without knowing what the utility bill is or what his portion of the utilities are, how do we tackle that? I mean, do we best tackle that by just, sounds minimal, but do we say 55 a month or do we just tack a little something on and if you ask why,
right.
We say, I mean, it's $5 a month, but,
you know. From what we understand, at first it wasn't going to be that much, but we never was for it.
No, we never have really measured it, so there's, the only way to measure it would be put a separate meter on it, but it seems kind of redundant to do that. So just something to consider, like Tim said, maybe, you know, $5-$10 a month just to recoup our, you know, our costs.
Any other thoughts on that? Any thoughts that we do want to move it to 55? Any objections to moving to 55?
Are we going to leave the utility bill as is then? I mean, we pay the utility bill.
Well, yeah.
Right, so we'd up it to 55.
Without cover. I can't think of that stuff.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, it's $5 for the energy.
Yeah, nothing gets cheaper, that's for sure.
Any other questions, concerns, comments?
And I did look, we have 90 days written notice, so then we can opt out, so.
The last one, what Max said was to have a little bit more authority, a little more, what should I say, pull on it, or what more to say about it. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, one of the other things he brought up too is, you know, any type of CPI increase or what, or locking in at 55. I don't know that it's going to take off. If it would, I mean, you'd like to have your options open. Let's say all of a sudden they have more customers, you know, then maybe at that time we maybe want to give notice, you know, or maybe putting something in there, even giving us the option to review the cost annually or something, or every 3 years or something. I mean, maybe that's something we should look at.
The cost of what?
The rental fee. You know, because right now, you know, monthly rent's 50, and we're going to say 55. Let's say 4 years from now, I don't know. It just, if it takes off this way, it gives us an option to look at increasing the fee.
Yeah, because you said you only had so many people on that for the increase.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think they have like 29 customers now, so.
So it sounds like you want to increase to 55. We want to create some type of language in there to have more ability to adjust the monthly fee. Anything else that we want the Jeremy to go back to, broadband to discuss? Okay. Why don't you go back with that and see what they come back with. We might just put that in the consent agenda next time.
Okay,
move on to county transportation sales tax, and wheelage tax.
We haven't got no definite word yet on it going through, but it sounds like...
It passed.
It passed
last
Tuesday. It's a go, but I don't know what the next steps are.
That doesn't go into effect if we get a work day close.
I haven't got nothing on it stating when it'll go, when it's effective, I should say.
I forgot what they said.
What did he say at the meeting that he hoped to have up by one by, was it August?
What's that?
I don't know how their fiscal year runs. I forget how their fiscal year runs. If it runs like the state, then it probably won't affect July.
July, yeah.
But I don't remember if they're running.
I'll check on that.
They did put a 20-year sunset on it, so in 20 years, it sunsets unless future commissioners decide to do different.
Yep.
So,
20 years, the sun will be setting on us.
But it passed 3-2.
Okay.
Now, you dug deep into the 3-2 vote.
Pretty much what we expected, and exactly
how we expected it, why it would go into that way too. So we have some people cover and some people the other way too.
Yeah.
County road maintenance and agreements.
No deadline really set on it yet, but I'm just going to keep it on there for council if they have any comments, questions, or concerns. As I stated, was it two meetings ago already? This is a little more vague than kind of what we have in place, but there will be something else for the other items too. But this just is strictly going on routine maintenance.
Cameron, you want to clarify with the county for the exhibits B, C, and D? They seem to be contradictory to each other.
Okay.
Exhibit B mentions that the county will compensate the municipalities for all routine maintenance, which includes but not limited to snow, ice, and control. And
yeah, I've had that too, but then you go back in the agreement, it talks about they're responsible for it.
Yeah, but then you go to Exhibit C. Well, Vince, the thing that I'm concerned about is compensation paid to municipalities to do it. There's a formula in Exhibit B for 65, 30, 68 per mile, and that per year or something to that effect, multiplied there. But then Exhibit C talks about winter maintenance, and that's just about removal of snow that we would do it. And of course, their multiplier is only $1,875.69 per mile. So my question is, if I read this right, under Exhibit B, we can get 65, 30, 68 per mile to remove snow. And then Exhibit C, we can get another 1875, 69 because they have it in both spots. We just have to submit it in two different ways. Maybe.
So like when I clean snow here in town, Jeremy, when you get the bill from the company, they don't have anything broke down with it because they've never asked me to keep track of a separate.
I don't think so.
Because I'm going to say 80% of the snow removal in town here, the time is for the county road, my time.
And you know, moving forward, if we go with this, we'll probably want to track it that way.
Yeah, because over in Greenville, I do keep it separate because the state reimburses Greenell for 25, so I have to keep me and the blades.
I'll double check. I'll look to see at the bills, see if we had anything break. This year was tough because our snow plowing was only like a little over $2,000 this year. It was
and it might
insanely
not be a bad
low.
Idea. That way we know too how much we're spending on it. Because that little bit it takes me to run through the alleys is nothing. I mean, it's an hour and a half of plowing snow here. I help Craig with the parking lot here. I get as much as I can for them so I don't take some of the pressure off of them. And, but other than that, I mean, I'm gonna say 45 minutes. If it's an hour and a half, at least 45 minutes is gonna come.
And then Exhibit D, they talk about patchwork, crack sealing, and sweeping, and all seal coating, and all that stuff. But it seems like Exhibit B covers all of those things, but then Exhibit C and D break them out further. So
it is confusing. I know when they originally did this, the other thing they had the roads. They had an exhibit showing the roads. It was different for each road in town. With the county roads that defined which would be a lateral A or a lateral B or exhibit C or D, or you know, they had which roads defined, county roads defined within the county, which would be. So I'll get some clarification on that.
That's all nice. Anybody else have any other questions on the county road maintenance agreement?
I mean, because this is, if anybody remembers the other one, this is a way different than the other agreement that they originally drafted up. So this one you can tell was done by a lawyer because it's kind of big.
Let's move on to the community center and community hall repairs. So where we are with the lift and offices.
All right, so the offices we're currently working through. We haven't been able to find anyone else that will make a solid core double that Dutch type door. I don't know if council has any objection, just to have Timberline to go ahead. What was it? I think I put the estimate in here. Was it 1,035? Or that one was a little more than the other one. So basically, all we're really looking to do right now is we've scrapped the desk and purchased the desk for $522 online. So we'd have $1,000, $1,100 to put that double door in, and then we just do a regular door. One thing I do is this week I got somebody coming out to look at maybe the possibility of doing a pocket door, which would save space on each side instead of having a door swing open and just doing a pocket door. So that's about the only other thing we would be then looking to do for the office. So I think by doing that, we can keep costs to a minimal, because that desk, we were looking at $3,000, so. And we've hemmed up the other desk, and it works, so.
Council, any direction you want to give them?
There's $6,000 that is available for us to work with.
Correct.
And so, and we tried to cut out, you know, that desk that I had wanted made, that was half the cost, cut that out. So we're bringing the cost down. I still think Jeremy should eventually get a new desk because it's really old. And when I moved it, it broke and I had to run home and get 2x4s and screws
and put it back together.
So I know he would, you know, need a new desk. And we got him a whiteboard and some things that will make it easier. Like to get a small table and chairs for him, that's a small conference area in his room. So we're trying to keep costs low. I guess we probably just want a direction. You know, we could go up to the $6,000 if needed, or you want to cap it lower, or.
We had $6,000 allotted already, and if you trim that down on one thing, I mean, I guess I'm not opposed if you're going to trim in one spot to add to another. I'm not.
I mean, I think really we're looking at $3,000-$4,000.
Yeah, I don't see us needing $6,000.
No. Because if I buy another desk, you know, it's probably, you know, $600. Doors, $1,100. So you got $1,700. Put that door in, probably $500.
Yeah, just some paint.
We bought the whiteboard, which wasn't that much. The other thing I'd like to do is get a map, a big map of the city laminated, showing all the whole city, and then showing all the storm, sewer, whatever, and put it right on the wall. You know, so there's just some other, you know, minor things that we're talking about that we want to do, that, you know, type items we use mostly every week. You know, on the whiteboard will be nice too, just to write notes and doodle on. And a lot of times we end up grabbing a piece of paper and drawing. This will help to be able to deal with some of those things.
That bid from Timberline was one bid for the whole thing, right?
Yeah, that was, I just got to find it now. Is in there, right?
I don't know if they're going to accept the bid for the door, because now I don't have a desk in there. So I'm going to have to check with them first to see if they're going to do the door. So. So that's a big wrench in the gearbox.
Well, I'll check with them.
Yeah. Is that something Dan Elf can do? I don't know what his.
Well, asking. Well, he'd have to special order the door.
I would say check with Timberline, see if they'll go with the prop, with the door that they were originally going to do for us.
And if they go with the door, if they're still willing to do it, I'd say that's one of the lowest bids we've got so far. So, same thing as good as done.
Any objection from the council?
Okay. Just what is
it? We'll do that then.
Okay. Community Center roof. I had David Bowman come out and looked at the roof, and he feels, you know, we can just make some minor repairs. So he's going to come back one day, and he's going to work with Greg. We tried to do it by rain, but, of course, then it won't leak. So we think it's probably a driving rain. So Dave, when did he come? This week? No, Friday. He came back and talked to Greg, and his thought was run a hose up there, and maybe try to see where we could see where it's leaking. And then he can provide, kind of look at some repairs. So I think here we're, you know, I don't think we're going to be looking at having to replace the whole roof. He doesn't think we have to replace the whole thing. You know, unless he said we have other trouble spots. So I haven't noticed any or seen any other than a couple little spots in the office there where I'm located. But
was he going to Conklin thing?
No, that's what he was talking about, yeah.
Or was he going to put new tin on? I noticed from the pictures that I was up on the roof and took, there were some rusted spots there. I was just wondering if he was going to...
He said the cheapest way is just, you know, probably $500. You just get Conklin, and once you know, and just do that whole area in there. He says it's, you know, it's a 10-year Band-Aid, but he says buys you 10 more years. 10 years, you might have to replace the whole roof. So this way, he says, you know, it buys you some time. And it's your cheapest, it'd be the cheapest fix. Community Hall, working on getting estimates of that. That's going to be the same thing, that Conklin type thing, trying to get Kohl's out here to look at it. And a few other companies look at resurfacing the round roof at the hall. The other thing was brought to my attention, the front steps are getting pretty bad. It just, from what I understand, the Lions was going to maybe help put some money towards, you know, putting new decking on and railing. I think the structure-wise, I think it's pretty sound. It's just some of the boards need replacing. And the thought process we had was probably maybe going to the maintenance free. I know it's more expensive, but you know, you get a good long time out of it, and it's less maintenance. And so that's something we may need to look at here in the near future, is replacing those steps too. So I believe the Lions is willing to help out with some of that cost.
Yeah, I think you need to get something worked up, and we can bring it to them.
Yeah, I'll look at Lions. Okay, look at what we're looking at cost wise. I'll just have I'll just put Dan to work when he shows up this week.
That's got to be this year, Chris.
We could probably, to get by this year's, patch a few of the board, you know what I mean? But I think long term it'd be best just to get it done. I think so for the, I'll see what is.
But as for the new stuff, I'm not going to have
anything. I'll see what his comfort level is. Otherwise, we'll get a couple estimates. The only thing is it's just, we didn't have it in the budget, but I think if we can get this roof settled, we can take some of those monies to get that project done. You know, if we don't have to replace the whole roof, so that saves us some monies. let's see, anything else? Okay, that's everything on repairs. Just jump into lights quick. It came out last Thursday, I believe, and replaced the lights. So, flagpole now have been converted. So I'm working with Rob's on getting the Xcel Energy rebate on them. And then just one other thing, old business, basketball hoop. No leads. The one lead we had, the officer did go and talk to the kids and went nowhere. They blamed it on somebody else, some blonde-haired kid in the apartments, but that kid's like 5 or 6. So, I don't know, I think it would take a bigger kid to break them backwards. Yeah. So
he went to the school and spoke to the child at the school.
Yeah. But no leads, so I'll just give you an update on that.
Okay. You do have an order to go for it?
No, I'm trying to see if the company will just send us a backboard. Because our concern is if we buy new. I've already filed a claim with insurance. So, you know, they'll cover it minus their $250 deductible. But, you know, I talked to Greg, do we just get a new hoop? Greg said try to get a backboard. So I'm trying to find just that backboard. But we're talking 10, 11 years old. I don't know if we're going to be that fortunate to just find the same size backboard to fit.
New business.
All right. Just follow up, kind of last meeting, talk about Greg, you know, it passed his Class C license. So I guess one thing with that would be to discuss if there's any incentive for Greg for passing his Class C license. Met with Kurt Reitz, who currently does our water and wastewater for licensing. And he's kind of drafted up an addendum that he said he would just put towards the contract, and he would come as needed kind of basis. So that way he could assist or help Greg on an as needed basis. Because technically Greg's got both his licenses now, and where before a minimum amount of hours would have to be covered by Kurt, but we don't need that anymore. But I think just for the comfort level, it'd be good to keep Kurt on. And then just update on Greg's having a procedure done tomorrow. So he unfortunately couldn't be here tonight and will be out tomorrow. So it's nothing major. So
we have funds in the budget to keep Kurt on?
Yeah, we had him budgeted through this year. We'll actually probably, you know, by reducing his hours the second half of the year here, be saving money.
I think it's a pretty asset to have him on. He was in the, when we was going out, we didn't have nobody who was there, and he helped out quite a bit. I think his wages are still on 2014 or something.
Yes, they are, and he said he'll keep the same wages.
I look for a motion then to accept the addendum that the government's put together.
So be it.
Second. Moved and seconded to accept the water wastewater assistance agreement with Kurt Reitz. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Passes.
And then as far as incentive for Greg passing his test, is that something you want to consider at review time, or is it something you want to address?
What did we do last time he passed? Did we wait till the review, or did we do
it? No, we did it when he passed his license. I believe gave him a dollar in our raise.
Council thoughts?
I'm more than happy with that.
Me too. I think that's fair.
I entertain a motion and bring this one on the floor.
I'll make a motion that we do.
And hold that motion quick. Let's do it. When do you want to make it effective?
What did we do last time? Did we make it effective immediately, or did we make it retroactive?
But technically, he has to pay and get his license, so he hasn't gotten it yet. I mean, he's passed, but he...
Yeah, we have to send him the money.
Right, yeah. Which will be done this week. Yeah. I don't think he'd have any objection if we did it like this, effective this Monday or next Monday. You know, start with a pay period. A lot of times that just makes it easier for...
5/8/17 from the 8th, that was just, or is it Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because when was notification that he passed? Was that 2-3 weeks ago, yeah.
Is the 8th the beginning of the pay period?
Yeah.
Right. So, make that motion for 5/8.
Okay, 17, effective 5/8.
Dollar an hour. Passing his water class C water certification.
For a second?
Second.
We moved and seconded to increase Greg Schultz's wage by $1 an hour effective May 8, 2017 for passing his class C water certification. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Ordinance number 154, planning review. No public comment. I think we've all pretty much beat this one down pretty hard already. So unless there's any further discussion or questions, entertain a motion.
So there.
Sorry.
Moved and seconded to approve ordinance 154. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. 2017 seal coat crack sealing project.
Okay, typically in the past, usually we have engineering firm head this up, but I'm thinking for seal coating, crack sealing, pretty much a formality that we could probably just send out this letter that we did last time to the same companies. Anybody knows anyone else that you'd like to include in this, let me know. I can add them, and I can create up some bid form and a map showing the areas we're going to do, and then, you know, accept bids. My only thing would be is when we wanted to accept bids till.
Do we know if anybody's going to be in the area, neighboring towns, that they could maybe get it a little bit cheaper that way?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of times that's what we try to do, yeah. Coordinate it that way.
Typically they give them, what, 2 weeks?
I was thinking even if I, you know, I send them out this week, could accept them till June 1st or something. So Sunday is the end of the month. Little Sunday. Maybe go to Monday, June 1st. Gives them, what, 3 weeks?
Can I go with the council, or any objection to that?
Is it?
Monday, okay.
Okay. Right, let's do that first Monday. What's first Monday, June 5th? Let's do June 5th.
Sound good, council? Okay. And if you know of anybody else that's not on that short list.
Yeah, and Scott, if you have any insight. Basically, we're looking, less.
We can bargain with that. You got a good deal there. If you get them guys.
Yeah.
They're super.
We've had them
good guys.
For a long time.
Yeah. They're good guys.
So basically, what we're looking to do is Kim, Robert, and William Street this year.
Well, get her done.
Okay, we'll get them out tomorrow probably.
So it sounds like our audit is wrapped up and
yes,
available.
Finally, we got through everything. I went through pretty much the whole audit, only found a few minor things that we needed to do some journal entry adjustments on. And I think we have it all squared away. So basically, I'd just be looking to hold a second meeting May 23rd. For the audit, anything else came up, I'd put it on there. That would be emergency, but otherwise, probably 20-minute meeting on the 23rd.
Depends how long he talks.
Right.
Who guys are on?
Abdul Aiken Myers.
So I look for a motion if we want to hold that second meeting.
And I have confirmed that date with Brad, with Abdul Aiken Myers. So.
Motion to have a second meeting on May 23rd at 7 p.m.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to have the second meeting of the month for Abdul Aiken Myers on the 23rd at 7 p.m. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Mark it on your calendar. Alright, City Council reports. Councilman Buckington. Councilman Trace.
I have one.
Councilman Trubbish.
Did you find out anything about Jeremy that I talked to you about that tonight?
No. I'm going to follow up on it tomorrow.
That's what you used.
Councilman Feltman?
No, sir.
The only thing I had, or one thing I had was to let everybody know about the vote, but we already covered that one already. And then also, I know it doesn't really completely apply to those that are in attendance today, but if we can make sure that the agenda stays true to form on Friday at noon, which we've been trying to get to, that would be greatly appreciated. And also if the any of these updates that we had, because I didn't see the reports in the original packet.
No.
I know there was some late additions.
I missed him. Actually, I had to update it quite a bit yesterday, so.
But if we can get that in there too, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because it'd be good for the public to see that before our meeting.
Yeah. Well. I think, I'll have to double check. I think I did load it up to the city website though.
Okay.
With the changes.
Okay.
I made the, with the changes I made, then I re-uploaded it up to the website, so.
My curious vision, it turned in that sweater.
I tell you. Lights like that, I'm surprised I got it already. I look for a motion for adjournment. So be it.
A second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.